This is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority, and welcome to my podcast, Power to the People, Episode 2. Last week, I talked about Google Juice and how to get Google Juice for a website and how virtually anyone can tap into the power of Google Juice through the use of wikis like sunshinereview.org, ballotpedia.org, and judgepedia.org. Now, I want to touch on a few points from that topic before delving into today's topic. Let me again highlight why it behooves concerned activists to realize and use the power of wikis. I'll be talking about blogs in a future podcast and the need for them and why they are useful. But putting up a posting on a personal blog, say on your school district, with lots of content, great research, and links, will probably be read by dozens, maybe even several hundred people that will read your blog. And that's great and a good thing. But remember that if someone is Googling about the topic you spent all that work on, and it's only posted on your blog, the odds are that it will not come up on the top page of the search results. It might not come up until the second or third page, and the overwhelming majority of people won't go past page one of search results. Now, I'll talk more about how I think people should write wiki articles and post them on sunshinereview.org, and then use the same content for 3 to 4 blog postings on their own personal blog. But my point here is that the wikis have a lot of Google juice. If you've taken the time to write a great piece on something, wouldn't you want thousands to read about it and not just a few hundred? I mean, ask yourself how long you think it would take to create 10,000 pages of content with tens of thousands of links. Years, probably. So why not take your great article on a school district or city council or state government and attach it to the speeding train of a wiki? Think of it this way. You can hitch yourself to the bullet train of a wiki, which because of its large amounts of Google juice will take your article to the top of a Google search, or you can hitch yourself to the plodding donkey of a personal blog that might take you much, much longer to get to your final destination. In my mind, the final destination of everyone considering become a wiki contributor is to become the source, the expert on the given topic, your local school board or your local city council. I hope that all makes sense, and if it doesn't, feel free to email me at info@americanmajority.org. Let me shift gears slightly and talk about content for wiki articles or blog posts. Where do you find it, and what should you be looking for in regards to content? Some of the information you will want to use for your wiki articles or blog posts will already be readily available online. In fact, before spending time doing a Freedom of Information Act, which I'll be discussing in a moment, do Google searches on the topics you're hoping to write on. For those bits of information you can't find, do a Freedom of Information Act, or a FOIA. I don't want to delve into the history of how FOIA came into being or how you do it, but what I'm going to do is point you in the right direction on how to FOIA. It's called Wikifoia, which is a portal on sunshinereview.org. Go to sunshinereview.org, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a link to Wikifoia. Click on it, and that will take you to a page that has a great deal of information on FOIA, how to do a FOIA, and the history of FOIA, etc. Now, I'm telling you all of this because FOIAs can be and will be very useful to you in gathering information about your topic. Say, for example, you're writing about your city council. With your wiki article, you are aggregating any and all information about that specific council, who sits on it, how long the terms are, how long the members have been on the council, how many members are up at any given election, and do they make any money as council members? If so, how much? What is the city government budget? Where does the funding come from? What is the line item budget for the city? What are the benefits for the city government employees? How much do they make? What are their benefits packages? What companies does the city have contracts with? And these are just some of the starting points. It might behoove you to request travel receipts for city government employees. I have some friends who decided that they were going to FOIA the travel receipts for a district attorney who had been in office for quite some time. Lo and behold, their request uncovered some interesting travel receipts for travel to the Bahamas. So they raised the question, what real business does a Midwest district attorney have in the Bahamas? Let's just say that district attorney did not win re-election. But again, it highlights some of the information that can be brought to light by individual private citizens helping to shine the light on their local government and how their tax dollars are being spent by conducting FOIA requests. So once you've submitted a FOIA request and hopefully gotten the information, you'll then add it to your wiki article. However, let me make a point on FOIAs and timely responses from the branch of government that you've requested the records from. Because it's law, you should get a prompt and timely response for the information you requested, right? Well, not exactly. I've had friends who have conducted 100 FOIAs with 100 different school districts asking for line item budgets and the district employees' benefits packages. Of that 100, only 28 got the information back to my friends. 72 did not. Some claimed that they didn't have that information or that it wasn't readily available and that they didn't have the time to find it. Now, to give some government employees a little slack, many have probably never gotten a FOIA request. But I grow very suspicious of government stonewalling on releasing information that should be readily available. It usually means there is information there that certain people don't want broadcast to a wider audience. That's when it becomes your job to pursue and request that information so that it can be brought to light. I do know of some people who have not gotten a timely response to their FOIA requests, so they have sued that government entity to get the information requested. One last note on FOIAs. Do expect to pay some money, maybe $25 for a FOIA request to cover the copying expenses, but the cost should be minimal. Another way to look at all this wiki writing or blogging, which I'll talk about in a later podcast in FOIA requests, is to look at yourself as a private citizen doing some investigative work so that there can be greater transparency in our government. It is a government of we the people. We the people fund our government with our money. We do have a right to know when and how our money is being spent by our government. And if we are expected to be responsible with our private monies and keeping our personal fiscal houses in order, shouldn't we be able to expect the same of our government? In next week's podcast, I want to talk about blogging and the need for a conservative blogger in every state senate district in America.